Now then, how are you doing? It's Saturday, it's the 5th of June. This is Carl Harris from racingdiary.co.uk, the home of free horse racing tips. And we're at Epsom for what is a brilliant day of racing, of course. It's Investec Derby Day, the Colts Classic over a mile and a half, won last year by the invincible See the Stars. I don't think we've got anything that good this year, but I've got one for you around about 13-2 in the Derby, which we'll talk about in just a second. But there's some good racing at Epsom today. The Epsom Dash, always a decent sprint. The Woodcut Stakes, an important two-year-old race. And I think it might be worth giving a chance to Vedant in the 140. This horse, of course, you may remember, was one that was heavily backed last time, flopped. And sometimes Sir Michael Stout's horses do, in fact, run pretty badly and come back. I remember Harbinger at York last season ran plumb last and has come back and proved what a decent horse he actually is. So I'm going to give a chance to Vedant in this 140 at Epsom. Not too much of an investment, but certainly worth giving another chance to. Looks a decent horse, this one, Vedant in the 140. In the 210, the Woodcut Stakes, well, it's always worth siding, I think, with Richard Hannon in a two-year-old contest. Richard Hughes, brilliant jockey, gets a lot of stick. I think that's an unnecessary amount of stick that he gets. He is such a good rider. We saw him to our advantage on Paco Boyne on Canford Cliffs. I think he's absolutely superb. And it is interesting that Richard Hannon decides to go into battle in this Woodcut Stakes just with Casual Glimpse, who looked pretty decent on his debut, but we don't have much form to go on. But a well-tried and tested tactic in the two-year-old contest. Go with the Richards, Messrs. Hughes and Hannon, and they're the ones that I like in this 210 Woodcut Stakes Casual Glimpse. Now we get into the decent bets at decent prices, and the Epsom Dash, I love this contest. 315, it's a flying 5 furlong contest, and a horse with course and distance form, which is oh so important to Epsom, is Fathom 5. Chris Wall's done a brilliant job with this 6-year-old. It used to be with Brian Smart, but since been with Chris Wall, I think has come on leaps and bounds. Won really well last time at Epsom, and indeed won last April at Epsom over course and distance over, on a mark of 93. Runs off 94 today. He's handicapped to win, in my opinion. Alan Moreau gave this one a brilliant ride last time out at Epsom, and as I say, course form very important. And I'm very keen on Fathom 5 here in this Epsom Dash. 3.15 for me. It is Fathom 5, Epsom Dash. I'm going to make this my bet of the day. I like this one a lot. Certainly we'll get an each-way price, and therefore we can have a nice each-way tickle on Fathom 5 in this 3.15 at Epsom. We now turn our attention to the Investec Derby, 4 o'clock. Who's going to win this one? Well, for me, Jan Vermeer looks a pretty decent colt. However, I do like the chances of Frankie Dettori's Mount Rewilding. I thought at Goodwood he looked really good. He was pulling away from the field. That was over a mile and three. I think there'll be absolutely no stamina doubts. Dettori won the Derby. He's one and only on Authorised, and he'd love to win it in the Godolphin Blue. Of course he would. And Rewilding, I think, has been supplemented. 45 grand. Not an insurmountable amount of money for somebody like Sheikh Mohammed. However, it does show that Connections think that this one has a chance. And as I say, at Goodwood, I think this really, really did look impressive for me. Jan Vermeer's got bags of promise. They've all got bags of promise. I think 13-2, which is the price. I managed to get 12-1 earlier in the week when we had all the horses in, St. Nicholas Abbey, etc. But for me, I think that this one is a good bet, 13-2 each way, Rewilding in the 4 o'clock at Epsom to win the Epsom Derby. Certainly will go each way at 13-2 for Frankie Dettori. And it will be a debut victory for Mahmoud Al-Zarouni, the new trainer for Godolphin. That would be very nice for him. So good luck. Whatever you're backing on Derby Day, have a real, real decent day of action. Hopefully you've found that useful. And remember, racingdiary.co.uk, so much good sport coming up in June. We'll be here with podcasts throughout the World Cup. And we'll also be here every day at Royal Ascot in association with our friends at totesport.com. Thanks very much for listening.